from wherever you are, spread out around Manchester, spread out around the world, spread out across the UK. My first thought was, when I was asked to speak in such a manner by from home, was, it's an unusual type of a shiur. What type of a shiur will this be? How near are we going to be? How many people are we going to have? Then I realized it's exactly the opposite. Last week, my nephew in Lakewood had a yingala, had a first boy, and he made a shulam zucha. He was making a shulam zucha on Friday night. So I called him up before Shabbos and I wished him mazel tov, and I told him something which I think is brings this out very well of how we're doing in these times. Not that Torah is getting smaller, not that we're getting, the she'irim are getting smaller, exactly the opposite. The she'irim are getting much, much bigger. I told him that I'm far away, I'm in Manchester, you're in Lakewood. And from Manchester to Lakewood, I would normally wouldn't have any shaykhus at all with your simcha. I wouldn't be at your shulam zocha, I won't be at your bris. And therefore I feel very far away. But now I feel that I'm exactly as close to you as the person who lives next door. Because the person who lives next door to you also can't come to your shulam zocha. The person who comes to you next door also can't come to your bris. The person who lives next door also can't come and vinci malatov with your hand. So therefore, what's the difference between me and him? In other hand, the world has changed, that the way we're close to each other is with a phone call. The way we're close to each other is by being together with a Shia broadcast, with a Zoom even. So therefore, I'm exactly as close to him as the rest of the world, as the rest of the neighbors. So it comes out, instead of me being further away, I happen to be much, much, much closer. So the same thing's over here. Normally we have in Machzik Adas, we have tens of people, but now there are going to be lots more people who are tuning in, lots more people who are listening in, a lot more people are going to listen into afterwards, and they're all exactly the same as everybody else who is actually right now participating on the Shia. So in essence, the Shia has just grown tremendously instead of become smaller. The schiz of the organizers, who always do it so faithfully and so with such an emunas, grows also extremely a lot. Together with what they normally do, it just becomes, it grows and grows. I know everybody has been talking about Corona for the last 2 months, but I think somehow or other, we've even got used to the situation of coronavirus. It was something at the beginning which we felt was unbelievable, something at the beginning which we felt was impossible for us to ever imagine going through such a type of a matter. Something you could never imagine, the whole world being shut down the way it's been shut down. It was mind-boggling, it was maybe frightening, but the human, Ayid especially, has a tremendous koiches of adapting to circumstances. And we've become slightly adapted to our circumstances of being able to manage in these times. By myself, definitely, I even got used to it in a way that it's lost its special feeling. Therefore, I felt if we go over a little bit of what we're going through and bring out a couple of points, it might be a chizik for myself to enable me to realize what's going on these times, that I shouldn't start taking it for granted, because without any doubt in the world, we are going through a tremendous, tremendous, uplifting, exhilarating, inspiring period. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malcha Amluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Eibishter, he's in charge. We know he's the Melech. We know it. We say it at least 100 times a day. We say Melech HaOlam by every Brucha. We know every single minute of our day is run by the Bashefa. We say in Ani Ma'amin, in the first Ani Ma'amin, Hiboyrim Manek Chol Abriyim, Bilevadoi Osa Oise V'yase V'chol Amasim. We all know that he's in charge. Something we've been brought up with, something we've received from childhood on, and something which is always there in the background. But in the past few weeks, it hasn't been in the background anymore. It's come to the forefront of our minds. It's gone so far that even the goyim of the world have started to realize, have started to acknowledge, started to take into themselves, and started to see the truth. There is a Melech Malchei Amluchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard from the Bi'an Rebbe Shlita, he said, we say the tzirif. Every chodesh has a tzirif. The Shem Havaya of every chodesh has its own tzirif. And we know the tzirif of chodesh Nisan is Yismichi Hashemayim, the Sugeil Ha'uretz, the Yoimri Vagoyim Hashem Mulach. Translating is Yismichi Hashemayim, the heavens rejoice, the Sugeil Ha'uretz, and the earth is happy. The Yoimri Vagoyim, and the nations of the world say Hashem Mulach, Hashem is the ruler. That is going on the Usid Luvon. That is going on the times when Mashiach will come, that everybody in the world is going to say Hashem Melech. Everybody's going to say Hashem is the king. We know it, but they're going to start saying it. Like Rashi says on Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeini, Hashem Echad. Rashi says, what does it mean? Hashem Elokeini, Hashem who is now our God. And when the Usid Luvon, when Hashem reveals himself to the world, it'll be Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. Then everybody will acknowledge he's one. Not just the Yidden will realize he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the whole world will realize. We've all seen, we've all heard all these things that have been going around from different governments, and different prime ministers, different presidents, members of Congress, whoever they were, people in power, in Kolchkin, Shiva Kolchkin, the person on the street, who have been turning around and saying, wow, only God could do such a thing. Only He Himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could turn our whole world upside down. All our technological prowess, all our military might, all our trillions of dollars and other types of currencies we have in our economies is absolutely worthless against something which we can't even see, against something which is so small we don't even know what it is. We don't even know how to treat it. Every day they were making fun of themselves, says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Mitzrayim, I'm going to be as Asher Salalti b'Mitzrayim, I'm going to make fun of Mitzrayim. If there's one way to describe the last few weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made fun of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in Shemayim Yitzchak, and he's laughing. One day all the scientists come out and say, we know how to sort this out. The next day say it's not contagious. The third day say it is contagious, but you can't get it a second time. The next day after they change their minds, you can get it a second time. You do have antibodies. The antibodies are not enough. They're not going to be enough. They will be enough. You have plasma. We don't know how to treat it. The ventilator is good. The ventilator isn't good. And the world has been watching. You have to go with a face mask. You don't have to go with a face mask. It stays dangerous to be within 2 meters, be within 5 meters, be within 10 meters. But we've changed our minds. You know what? It doesn't transmit anymore. It's been such a chizik that if we would be able to have a quick replay on a video of the last 8 weeks, pulling out all the medical headlines which have been over the past few weeks, it would literally be a laughing stock. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a laughing stock of the whole world. He's taken all the koichi voitim yudi, he's powdered it into the ground, and he's made us realize, we always realize, but he's brought it up so clearly, so clear that even the goyim are starting to realize Hashem Melech, Hashem is the king. I heard a beautiful Nakida, which sounds to be so true. I can't verify it. I'm sure somebody in the crowd will be able to verify it. The reason why these viruses are called coronaviruses, because we've all seen these diagrams, these cartoon type of pictures of the virus. It looks like a small ball with lots of spikes coming out of it. It has a image of a crown. It looks like a crown which a king would wear, which has spikes at the top. It looks very crown-like. And that's where the word coronavirus comes from. I think it's based, that's what I heard, it's based on the word corona, crown, which in German means a crown. That's why all these types of viruses are called coronavirus, because they have this image on them. Is it not peculiar that this virus is bringing out to the whole world, as Hashem is the one who wears the crown, should be called corona? It's staring us in our face. Hashem brought us a virus, not because he wants to do any damage to anybody. And the Sturim Darke Hashem, we know there's lots and lots of people who Nebuch went through tremendous tragedies. And there's lots of people who Nebuch are still not well. But it's staring us in our face. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us a matzav of a corona. He's bringing out that he is the one who wears the crown. He's bringing out that he is the one in charge. It's shouting around on a megaphone around the whole world. The whole world. We've never had such a thing. That from all Arba Kitzvos Tevel, we'll have a situation where the whole world is going through the same thing. Even by the Second World War, there was many parts of the world which weren't affected. There were many parts of the world which never had any problem. And all of a sudden here, we've all been put into the same pot, into the same situation where we're all trying to battle and defeat. And what we're trying to defeat, if we think about it, we're looking, trying to defeat such a barrier cotton, such a small, tiny, invisible virus, which if you have to multiply it by with electromagnifying microscopes in order to be able to see it. I heard such a beautiful Nikita. Somebody said this is a lesson. There's many people who say in the world they're atheists. Why are they atheists? We can't see there's a God in the world. If we can't see him, he doesn't exist. And all of a sudden, the whole world is believing in something they've never seen. Because there's a few scientists who have said they've seen something which looks like this virus. And all of a sudden, everybody's scared. I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm not going to get together in groups. I'm going to shut down my economy. I'm going to shut down all my football sports, which in England is even bigger than shutting down the economy. I'm not allowed to go to the pub to have a drink. Or everyone is not going to where they're going, where they normally would go to for what? For something they can't see. It brings them out a beautiful lesson. There are things we can't see, but we know. We really know that they are there. And all these atheists is only a way of getting out of the responsibilities which come with knowing that there's a Melech Malcha Amluchim, that there's a king who's looking after us, and there's a king who loves us. And automatically, if he's our king, he gives us rules, and we have to be subject to his rules. And therefore, we have to do what we have to do. But no one's denying it. No one's denying that it's difficult. No one's denying that it's not easy. We have to stay in our homes. And for the ones who went through many bigger difficulties, it's definitely not been easy. People who have lost their parnusas, even more, people have lost nebuch, their close ones. People have been gone through such hardships. People have gone through hospitals, not knowing where they're going to be the next day. Baruch Hashem, they came out of hospital again. But they went through tremendous difficult periods. Kolshkin, it was Yom Tov time. And who's talking about that we can't go to shul, that we can't daven, we can't learn. Our yingelach and our meidelach can't go to school. Our bucherim can't go to yeshiva. I know we can learn at home. I know we can daven at home. But everybody is inspired and everybody learns better when they're in their normal setting. Therefore, it's not been easy. And sometimes a person could feel dejected, feel depressed. But with the minna, the gewaldige minna that Yidden have, the picture I think is completely different. We know that when a nation goes to war, there's a general who commands his soldiers. They're split up into platoons. Every soldier has his job to do, has his work to do. There's the cooks, there's the supply chain, and there's the front line, and there's the tanks, and there's the armor, there's the air force, there's the ship, there's the naval. Everyone has their job to do. Nobody turns around and says, why am I doing my job? I want to be a pilot. I don't want to be on the ground force. Or vice versa, because we realize there's a big plan, and everyone's going to where the plan is. The commander, the general, does not explain to every soldier, you have to go to this route because I feel this is the right tactic to win the war. But have to explain himself to everybody, the war would be lost straight away. In Versteitzich, when we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we have no asuga at all in his chachma, we have no asuga at all in his anhuga, we just have reine minna. Versteitzich, when Hashem tells us to jump, we jump. Tells us to lie down, we lie down. Tells us to go through Eishumayim, we go through Eishumayim. How many millions of Yidden have given up their lives because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now jump in the fire, now jump in the water, now go into the gas chamber. We've been, and we always will be, we're a nation of soldiers. We're a nation of soldiers, and when we're told to jump, we jump. And when we're told to go out to shul, we go out to shul. When we're told to stay at home, we stay at home. When we're told to go and learn, we go to learn. We're told to go and smile, even when it's difficult, because it's Yom Tov and it's a Man Simcha Seini. We smile, even though we've heard tremendously difficult news. We're a nation, I am Kashay Oirafi. We're a stubborn nation. We're a nation who have a backbone. We're not a little wimp. We're a nation who have Koichas HaNefesh. And we're revealing in these days our tremendous, tremendous Koichas HaNefesh, which we have. But if we realize this, then we don't lose our Simcha. We're taka upset. We miss tremendously. We have a tremendous, tremendous gagim to go back to shul, to hear Amen Yehi Shmei Rava, to be able to answer Kedisha, to be able to participate in davening. But we know that what we're doing now is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Batel Ritzoincha Mipnei Ritzoinoi. We still learned in Perkei Uvos, a person should mevatel his Ritzon in front of the Eibishter's Ritzon. In front of the Eibishter's Ritzon. We know that the Eibishter's Ritzon right now is very, very clear to us. It would be as clear as if there'd be a Novi standing here and telling us, don't do this. Don't go out the house. Be careful where you're going. I want you to daven at home. I want you to be where you are. I want you to spend time with your kinderlach. I want you to become an Aleph Beis Rebbe, a Chimash Rashi Rebbe, a Gemura Rebbe, a Gemura Rishonim Rebbe. I want you to teach your kids maths and English. I want you to do this. Biana Rebbe said, Makiddush Levuna last month already, but at the beginning of Nissan, we say, and after Kiddush Levuna, we sing, we say, Smechim B'tseisam V'susim B'voyom. It's going on the Levuna, that they're happy when they go out and they're happy when they come back in on the Chaman and the Levuna, the sun and the moon. He said, it's going on Yiddish Kinderlach, Smechim B'tseisam. We were always happy when we went out of the house to go to Shiel, to go to Chayde, to go to Yeshiva, to go and do a Chesed. But right now, we're so simbavoyam, we're delighted by staying at home, because it's the same Eibishter told us to go out, it's the same Eibishter told us to stay back home. Just another Nekidala, which I think comes out very strongly in these days. I heard others also mention it, and it gave me a gewaldig chizik. Very often when we used to, in our normal regular times, which were a couple of months ago, we used to feel sometimes we are swept along with the crowd. We were zeichet coming to Beis HaMedrash, and there were there 10, 20, 30, 100 people. We were zeichet coming to Shia, and we have lots of participants. We were zeichet to go to yeshiva and to koilul, and to do our chesed, to do our day-to-day life, but meeting other people. A person behaves differently when he's amongst other people and when he's all by himself. A person can very easily get the feeling, I'm not worth very much. I'm only a small speck in the dust of humanity. I'm only a small person amongst all these other Yidden. Nobody's really looking out for my avoider. What does the kavuna in my davening make any difference? What does if I go to my shia today make a difference? Everyone else is still going to be there. What's the matter if I come late to koilu? Or if I miss a day? For whatever reason I have, not such a difference. The koil will manage without me today. The shiel will manage without me today. The business will manage without me today. And my friends will manage without my phone call and my smile today. And that's how a very normal feeling of people. Very often we feel that katzoin, that we like sheep, and we follow the leader. We have a social pressure. We want to conform to the normal standards. We want to fit into the crowd. And therefore, the many things we do because of others. We have that, we said that one of the Amiruim said, as Talmidim, Hey Moira Shemaim, Alecha, Kamoira Busavadam, you should have Yira Shemaim as much as you're scared of your neighbor, of your friend. They said, only that much. So he answered them, Halavai, Halavai, we should have such Yira Shemaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a period which we can introspect, we can think, we can be misboinen. And every one of us realizes now, we are a leader. We have our own capabilities. We have our own koiches and nefesh. We have our own special spiritualities, our special ruchnias, our special malas, and special privileges which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And we are the only ones who can do that. We are the ones standing at home and we're davening. Why are we davening? Because we're a leader. We're not just going because the crowd does that. I'm davening because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to listen to every word that comes from my mouth by tefillah. Every word I have kavuna, I know he's listening to me. I'm not following anymore the leader. I'm being a leader myself. I'm realizing my koiches hanefesh. It's like an orchestra. One can have an orchestra made up of 150 pieces, and one of the five violinists will think, what's to make any difference if I'm here or not? The music is still beautiful. And the conductor wants to bring out to everybody that they're all needed in order to create this harmonious symphony. So he tells everybody to stay at home one day, and everybody should practice and rehearse just their notes. And everybody's busy working the whole day on their notes. It brings them back to realize and to understand that They are all needed. Every single one of them is unique. Everyone has their harmony. Everyone has their position. And everyone has their place in the orchestra. When it comes all together, then it creates this beautiful symphony. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it all together, even if we're all at home. He's taking our beautiful, beautiful tefillahs, our Torah, our Midas Toivas, our Chesed. He's looking into every house. Not only that, but the Eibishter, when he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and we went into Gulas, he took his Shechina HaKadosh and he spread it around all the Bute Mikdash Ma'at, around Klal Yisroel, all the shields, all the Bute Midrushim. And now it's gone a stage further. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken his Shechina HaKadosh out of all the Bute Midrushim and he spread it into every Yiddish house. Every Yiddish house has become a Beis Mikdash Ma'at. Every Yiddish house has become a Mukim Tefillah. Every Yiddish house has become a Mukim Avoida, a Mukim where we're bringing up Korbunas to the Eibishter with our beautiful tefillahs, with our smiles, with our simcha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting such nachas. Just look at my kinderlach. They don't ask questions. They're loyal soldiers. I told them to duck and they duck. I told them to stay home and they stay home. It's such a nachas riach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we internalize this a little bit. So I said before, beginning, it was much stronger, the feeling. But as we got used to it over the months, we're approaching now 2 months. It's already getting sometimes a feeling of, we're getting used to it, we forget. And that's why I thought to be a chizik for myself, if you can go over these things and realize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He loves us so much. And definitely we're going through some tremendous transformation over here. Just to finish off, we have our little caterpillar walking along the branches of his little tree, little plant that he's going along, munching a leaf here, munching a leaf over there. And one day, he starts getting caught up in his cocoon. He starts weaving a cocoon. It starts wrapping himself up around it. And he blocks out the daylight. He's all by himself. He's not sure what's going on. He knows that's what he has to do. But he's feeling a bit bewildered. He's feeling a bit lost. Till now I could see the beautiful daylight. Till now I had what to eat. Till now I saw the green grass and the yummy plants and the yummy leaves. And now, all of a sudden, I'm being cut off from all light. I'm being cut off from the whole world. He's feeling quite miserable and quite lonely for himself. Maybe he's even getting a bit depressed. And what happens after a short period? The cocoon opens up. And out flies this stunning, beautiful butterfly. His colors have been transformed from being dull to having the most colorful, beautiful, intricate designs on his wings. Before, Andy could only walk. Now he can fly. Now he can soar up to the sky. Now he can go to all heights, which before he was so limited. He's gone through a gewaltige transformation. If we look at this caterpillar, when he starts crying for himself, when he goes into his cocoon, we laugh. Just wait a little bit and you'll see it's a necessary process for you to be able to aspire to higher heights. The same thing goes with a plant. We take seeds. The seed itself is something we can break down. We can make it into bread. That's what al-alechem yichya udam. Mankind lives on bread. It's our most precious commodity is these little seeds, these little wheat germs. We take them and we can make flour into them and eat them. But what does some wheat zoicha to happen to them? They get thrown back into the earth. They're all upset. What's happening to me? I want to become a piece of bread. I want to become something which is useful. And he gets thrown underneath the earth. And they cover him up. And he's got blocked off from all sunlight. Again, he's feeling miserable. And he starts rotting. And he starts decomposing. He starts becoming even worse than he was. He's feeling so sorry for himself. We know the truth. What happens afterwards? It sprouts forth through the earth, and it's not just one piece of wheat which comes out, not just one kernel that comes out, but it's tens and tens of kernels that come out from this one little kernel which went in. So often, we go through situations in life, and it looks like it's dark, it looks like it's bad, it looks like we're being cut off from our sustenance, it looks like we're being cut off from everything which is geschmack around us, and in the truth, we're being transformed to something much, much bigger, something of such a greater nature. This is a period when the whole world is being wrapped up in a cocoon together. Every one of us, we have our personal challenges, but this is a communal challenge. This is a communal cocoon. This is a cocoon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took every Yid in the world and told him, stay at home, daven at home, learn at home. We don't know, and we don't need to know. We don't understand. You know what? It's a mazel we don't understand. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch Hashem so much bigger than us. We couldn't fathom and start to comprehend any one of his ways. And Kol Shekein is such a situation where we feel we're being cocooned. We feel we're being cut off from the sunlight. We feel like this caterpillar, and we believe with the Minas Shleima that this is the process of this caterpillar is going to happen to us also. We're going to soon come out of this cocoon on a much higher darga. We're soon going to be like this kernel of wheat. We're soon going to sprout through this earth. We're going to lift our heads up above. We're going to multiply in our dais, in our ruchnias, in our hasugas. It's going to be a mullah who uretz deo es Hashem. The whole world is going to be filled with das, with knowledge of the Eibishter. We're going to see the Eibishter in our life. We're going to understand hasugas of the Eibishter in our life. We're going to be aspired, and we're going to be on a different level completely, which we can't even think about. Like this caterpillar in his dreams, you could never think of flying and soaring so high. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu help, we should be zoicha, the beval, the befrat, and the schis, the greatest schis, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, nechtum yehad debay, the hilila, and the same way which we started off with, we can finish off with, we all felt so far away from Reb Shimon. But on the other hand, this year we were all by Reb Shimon. Because very often every year we feel only the ones who are zoicha to go are the ones who are zoicha to be there. But everyone else is missing out. This year, everyone felt they were there. Everyone was connected. Everyone was involved. Whoever listened in on a phone line, whoever made a rakida in his back garden, whoever would sang a song around his table, whoever lit a lechtela. This year we were all connected. And Reb Shimon came out of his mara yesterday. I turned around and said, where are my Yiddish kinderlech? Where are my bunei chavivai? We know Rav Shimon said, yuchel liftes kala oilam min adin. He for sure went to the Eibishter and said, my Yiddish tayre Yiddish kinderlech. I miss them so much. I asked everybody to be happy on my lila. And therefore, we're going to carry on the simcha. We're journeying on the way to Matan Torah. And we'll have 17 days, toiv, 17 days to go to Matan Torah. We're going to use them well in Yitzhak Shem Eibishter. We have a minute in you, and we know that you're treating us now with such love and affection. We know that we're in the transformation period, and we know we believe. And the Eibishter will help, and it should happen today. We should come out of the cocoon. We should be zoicha to dance in the street. Everyone holding hands together. Something which we can't even imagine anymore. Dancing on the streets. And kegan Mashiach Tzidkeini, v'mheira v'yomeini, v'umayin.